with the Adopt a Wetland program, who's going to show us how to seine at the water's edge.
We're here seining at Peccary Channel with Carlos and Caesar. And a seine is basically just a very large net with some different size mesh holes in it. It has two large poles on either end so we can move it through the water. You'll see that it has a float line and a lead line. It's very important to keep that lead line on the bottom as we drag it through the grass beds. Otherwise, the animals that we're trying to capture will swim underneath the net. As we pull the net along, it's important that we keep the net open. We don't want the net to collapse because that will reduce the surface area and the volume of water that we're filtering there.
All right. Good job, guys.
So what are y'all guys doing?
Well, we just did some seining. Let's see what we caught.
We have a lot of kinds of fish and animals in here.
So what are these clear things right here?
Those are tinafores, Patricia. We call them comb jellies. They're as close to a jellyfish as you can get and still not be a stinging animal. So you can pick these up. One of the neat things about these is that they give off light. They bioluminesce. If it was nighttime, you'd see these things glowing in the dark, kind of like a firefly would. Well, guys, we've made a pretty good catch here. Look at the size of this shrimp.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Boy, that one looked good on a cracker, wouldn't it? You know, it's really important that we have not only a lot of water, and it has to be good, clean, healthy water. And the water quality that exists out here in these areas, not only these channelized areas, but in the flats and back bays and in the river systems and even inland systems, they all tie together at some point. And so it's really important that we realize that what we do inland ends up down here in the estuaries. And it's extremely important that we look at it in a holistic approach, that everything ties to everything else. My old biology professor used to tell me that it's all just one big drop of water. And I think that kind of applies to all the water on the earth and how important it is that we preserve it.
Hi.